You're listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney from the nation's capital in Washington, D.C.
Welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Fred Flight substituting for Frank Gaffney. My first guest today will be Alex Van Nest. He is Director, Middle East Peace and Security Project at the Center for Security Policy. And I want to talk to him about some rather pressing Middle East issues concerning the state of Israel. Alex, welcome.
Hi, Fred. Thanks for having me on.
Alex, I want to first start talking to you about a woman named Linda Sarsour, who was co-chair of the Women's March that took place after President Trump's Inauguration Day. Now, this is an interesting individual who not long ago called for jihad against the Trump administration. And when many of us complain that that appeared to be a call to violence or hate, her defenders violently disagreed, saying that she wasn't calling for violence or hate. That wasn't in the cards at all. And the way I read it is that she seemed to have in her mind some kind of soft, fluffy kind of jihad, not the kind of jihad that terrorists might be carrying out. Give us your take on the story with Linda Sarsour.
Her speech was at the Islamic Society for North America's annual convention, where she called for jihad. Our colleague Kyle Scheidler wrote an excellent piece in the Washington Examiner about the implications of her statements and why they mean more than her excuse that it simply means struggle. But that specific reference to jihad wasn't what hit red lights in my head. It was her defense and call that her mentor at the beginning of her speech was Imam Siraj Wahaj that really got me concerned, because Siraj Wahaj had openly called for violent jihad in America in the past, as well as he was also implicated and connected to the 1993 World Trade Center bombings. So the fact that she looks up to him as a mentor was the most disconcerting for me.
Now, tell me about her affiliations. She seems to have some friendship with Bernie Sanders. She's executive director of something called the Arab American Association of New York. Tell me more about her background, who she's linked to.
Yeah, so she has been the executive director for the Arab American Association of New York for, I would say, about a dozen years. From what I understand, she's recently left that position, and she's now she started her own organization, Empower, which is a Muslim advocacy organization. She's long been connected to organizations such as CARE, MAF, and ICNA, which have been unindicted co-conspirators in the Holy Land Foundation trial, which sent money to Hamas. And she used the last year during the campaign, she was used the stump for Bernie Sanders and his presidential campaign.
Well, I'm glad that you're following this person. I have to say that anyone in this day and age who is calling for jihad against the President of the United States, I think has a lot to answer for. This, in my view, is like shouting fire in a crowded theater. Alex, I want to move on to a very compelling article you recently published in The Federalist titled, "Why is a pro-Israel group lobbying to preserve payouts to terrorists?" And in this article, you call on the State Department to end something that you refer to as the Pay for Slay program. Tell us what this is all about.
Yeah, so the Pay for Slay program is effectively the Palestinian Authority pays the families and the perpetrators of violence against Jews. They give stipends and regular salaries to people who to terrorists, people who kill Jews. For example, the Solomon family, who recently during the recent riots in Jerusalem, a 19-year-old kid walked in, by the name of Omar al-Abed, walked into the Solomon family's house on Shabbat and murdered three members of the family in cold blood. And the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas is now paying the family of al-Abed $3,120 per month for the rest of his life.
So let me jump to something here. So the Senate passed something called the Taylor Force Act in the Senate Foreign Affairs Committee, that will cut funds to the Palestinian Authority if it doesn't end this program. And there were 17 senators supporting it and four opposed. I want you to talk about this act, and I'd like you to talk about the four senators opposed, Cory Booker, Christopher Murphy, Jeff Merkley, and Tom Udall, and how they could explain how they could oppose such a bill.
Yeah, so the bill, the Taylor Force Act, which was named after U.S. Army officer Taylor Force, who was murdered by a Palestinian terrorist whose family is receiving a stipend for their for that act. This bill has wide and broad bipartisan support. Recently, the Senate majority minority leader just signed on as a co-sponsor for the Democrats, and the members who opposed it, Cory Booker, was the biggest shock by most people's standards. A lot of people don't understand why he opposed the bill, especially considering that he has a large Jewish community in his state of New Jersey. He's regularly been seen as a moderate pro-Israel voice in the Senate, on the Senate Democrat side. However, two very important members who voted against it,
Jeff Merkley, Christopher Murphy, and Tom Udall, also voted against it.
Yeah, so Senator Udall, and as well as Senator Merkley, both received sizable financial contributions from the organization J Street.
Isn't J Street a pro-Jewish PAC? I asked sarcastically.
As sarcastically, they claim to be a pro-Israel, pro-peace organization, but every action that they take, every advocacy position that they take tends to be against the grain of the mainstream of pro-Israel groups take, and they are often seen as being very pro-Palestinian instead of being pro-Israeli, and to an extent that they're anti-Israel. They have given platforms to pro-BDS, boycott, divest, and sanction speakers and advocates, and they have been lobbying over the past year or two against the Taylor Force Act and removing funds from the Palestinian Authority, despite the fact that about half of the PA's budget is dished out to this pay-for-slave program.
Yeah, I mean, J Street really puzzles me. They bill themselves as a pro-Israel, pro-peace organization. They also strongly campaign in favor of the disastrous nuclear agreement with Iran, which poses such a dire threat to the very existence of the state of Israel. So I guess it's par for the course that they would be opposing the Taylor Force Act. Well, Alex Van Ness, thank you so much for your analysis today. This is Fred Flight, substituting for Frank Gaffney on Secure Freedom Radio. Next up, Bill Gertz will be talking about North Korea and a number of other national security topics. Stay tuned.